WTMI News Talk 790, Morning News Extra.
Trump administration considering a change in gasoline regulations here in the United States. Currently, EPA does not allow the sale of gas containing 15% of ethanol year-round, but that might be changing. And joining us with more on this is WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert from Detroit this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And so the currently, what are the regulations currently? Isn't it 10% ethanol that we generally see in gasoline?
Well, it is 10% in the summer months. In the winter months, you're allowed 15%. So what the Trump administration is expected to announce today is that they want to allow ethanol at 15% of gasoline year-round. The issue has been that there have been concerns that during the summer, that higher ethanol content can cause more smog. Environmentalists have said that's the case. The agriculture, not agriculture department, but the agriculture business disputes that.
Okay, but that's the goal here is to give a boost to agriculture.
Exactly, and this is something that is a regulatory thing, so it would not need to pass Congress. The White House has indicated that the president's going to make the formal announcement later this afternoon. And the hope is, barring legal challenges, that this could go into effect next summer.
Now, is this something that each, like, state-by-state people could decide on, or is this something that federal regulations, no matter what, it's across the board?
No, this is federal regulations, but it's important to note that not all gasoline has ethanol. In fact, the vast majority doesn't, but there are some forms of gasoline that use that 10 or 15% blend of ethanol. And this would cover that, where it would be 15% year-round.
So are most vehicles able to properly burn this type of gas, this 15% ethanol, or is that what we see, you see a little badge on the back of a vehicle that says it's a flex-fuel vehicle?
Yeah, flex-fuel vehicles actually can burn up to 85% ethanol. Most modern vehicles can burn 10 to 15% ethanol. There is a little bit of a point of contention among mechanics. Some mechanics say that they don't feel it's good for your vehicle. The car companies say that modern vehicles are built to burn the lower ethanol content, the 10 to 15%. And again, if you've got the yellow gas cap or flex fuel on it, then you can burn up to 85% ethanol.
Okay, so this regulation, you said the president is going to announce it later today?
Right. The White House has indicated the president will announce it later today. He's meeting with farmers. This is something that is seen as something that farmers really would like to see, giving them a boost, especially when a number of farmers have been hit hard by some of the trade.
How much of a boost would we see for farmers with this?
It's interesting. I happened to hear a farmer in Michigan talking today who said they had a bumper crop of corn, so this will help them sell some of their excess crops. So it's something that farmers have wanted for a while. Now, again, I don't know the answer to this question, but one question that may come up is, if farmers are selling more of their corn for ethanol, will this raise the price for other corn? I don't really know, but that's something to watch over the coming months.
WWJ Detroit reporter Jeff Gilbert with us this morning. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks for calling.